the city is City Administrator Steve Doopie. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So this Vietnam Wall, though, coming to brings attention to your city now.
It absolutely
does. A lot of folks people coming. Did the city have anything really more to do with this, or obviously what was the cooperation that you had with the wall coming?
So we cooperated with both the VFW and the American Legion, the veteran organizations, local veteran organizations in our community, but village staff assisted with preparing the site for the wall to be here, and included a number of improvements related to walkways and just sprucing up the park so that it would be a beautiful event.
What is the status of that park where the former McCormick Middle School was? I know there was a process to determine what to do with it, what the layout of it might be. Where does it stand now?
So back in 2017, the mayor appointed a park committee to help with developing design and kind of bringing together ideas about what we want in this park. The village already has an active recreation park. And so this park is a lot of talk and thought has been put into what do we want for our community, and really looking at a passive park with a number of elements associated with that. So gathering spaces, green spaces, a playground area, because the playground, there was an existing playground there when the middle school was at that site. But I think that the grand feature is looking at a bandstand where we can hold concerts and events or plays, that sort of thing. And so where it stands today is that these concepts have been laid down in a conceptual plan, and the village is going to move forward with more architectural design and refinement of that plan, and then begin a fundraising effort along with using grants and, of course, village funds to help support the ultimate construction of the park.
Speaking of construction, it seems like everywhere you go, most every community, whether it's a local project or a state project, there's road construction going on. Last year when we were here, there was road construction on 58 south of the village, and now I see we have some construction on 18 over here heading east. Is that a state or a local project?
That is a state project.
And what all is involved there?
So the state is doing a milling and resurfacing project on State Route 18 from the Medina County line to the Huron County line. They have finished most of that project with the exception of inside the village's corporation limits, and so that's the work that you see going on now. Milling is complete. They're doing spot repairs in a number of areas, repairing catch basins and that sort of thing, and then we'll begin the resurfacing work next week.
Any infrastructure taking place within the village that's going on now, or what are you looking at?
So we had a number of street improvements that we did this year as well, mainly asphalt resurfacing projects around the community, Jones Street, Cortland Street, portions of Winter Street. We also did some resurfacing at several rail crossings in the community because we're preparing and planning for the implementation of a quiet zone in the downtown across our three main rail intersections.
And that's a requirement or a part of that too?
It's not a requirement, but it was something that we needed to do in advance of that project because the village will be laying down concrete medians and channelization devices in order to accommodate that quiet zone project.
So the quiet zone has to do with the tracks and cars going over the rail separate from any kind of train horns that might be going on.
Well, so the quiet zone is essentially no train horns. So the Federal Railroad Administration has a program that allows communities to implement quiet zones, and there are a number of safety improvements that have to occur before that quiet zone is implemented. And both CSX and the village will share in those safety improvements. But for the village, primarily it's putting down medians so that vehicular traffic cannot subvert and go around the signals if they're not hearing the train horns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are people going to miss the horns? They've been sounded for probably 100 years.
Mm-hmm. People are not going to miss the horns.
Yeah. Pause. One, two.
Well,
and give the answer right there.
Here we go. I think there's one coming right now. There we go. We got our road mic out there. We've got a train fast approaching.
How did you know that was coming?
I heard it. Oh, I heard the horn.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So when do you, Steve, when do you think this might happen?
So, of course, this has been many, many years in the making. We're at a point where, or I should say we're at a state where the Village and CSX have entered into their construction agreement, and now CSX has put that in their construction schedule. We don't know what that schedule is yet, but we're hopeful that they will complete their work this year, and the Village is going to attempt to get its work done as well. If not, then I am certain that we would see implementation in 2020, but we're still hopeful for this year.
As a Village administrator, do you have a typical day, or do you have like different things to consider each and every day?
That's an excellent question. It's something new every day. Actually, there really isn't a typical day. You never know what you're going to, you know, what you're going to experience when you walk in the door. And of course, the Village had a pretty significant surprise here last month with a large train derailment at McGar Street. And great work by our safety services, our fire, police, and ambulance, in working through that, addressing and responding to that that derailment. CSX, of course, has completed all of their cleanup work, but the McGar rail crossing is still closed. We expect that will remain closed for a short amount of time until the Village can get McGar Street reconstructed. A lot of the remediation effort required heavy equipment, and that heavy equipment has done some significant damage to a portion of McGar Street. And so we're going to work to get that remediated, actually get a new concrete street constructed there, and then we'll be able to open that crossing. The hope is to get that done prior to the fair, of course, because McGar Street is a main thoroughfare for both activities that occur at the fair and then of course, visitors to the fair.
Do you remember that morning? It was morning, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I remember the call from the police chief.
Yeah. So that's what I wanted to know. You got a call. You got an alert that, you know, we've got a problem.
Right. Yes.
And you had to respond right away.
Yes. And that required our utility crews as well as our safety services, because there were 22 cars that derailed. Most of those cars were refrigerated cars that were carrying produce. And as a result of the damage and impact, there was some diesel fuel that was spilled out of those refrigeration units, and so we had to respond with diking and making sure that that material didn't enter the Village's stormwater system.
Now the community must prepare for things like this, or at least have protocols for this. Did they bring out the red book and look to figure out exactly everything that needed to be done? How did the coordination work?
So, I mean, our safety services crews, you know, train for this, these types of events. Unfortunately, we've had more than one of these types of events in the Village. Of course, we had a pretty big gas spill many, many years ago. And then there was an actual train derailment at that same location back in the early 2000s, primarily with coal cars. So we've had some events in the Village that, and our safety services crews have to train for that and be prepared for that. So it's just good training and good leadership.
And you have to sort of know that the CSX, the partner that they have in here, they're coming through every day, so you always have to wonder what they're carrying and make sure everything works well as best as you can.
Sure, and CSX, of course, is they have an entity that is dedicated to responding to these types of events, and so they were on site very, very quickly.
So the cleanup that takes place, do they bring other trains to take this stuff away? Is it hauled away by, well, how is all this stuff done?
You know, so it's primarily hauled away. What they do is they pull. It's very important for them to open the rail as quickly as possible, and in fact they had that rail open in less than 48 hours. What they do is they bring in heavy equipment to pull those rail cars off of the rail, and we had a great partner in NN AutoCam who offered their property and their site.
So a staging area, so to speak.
Exactly. So all those cars were basically stationed or positioned on NN AutoCam property, and then they went about emptying those cars, removing the produce, trucking it off-site, and then they actually cut those rail cars in pieces and then remove those from the site with semi-trailers.
Just that process alone seems to be kind of a interesting process for them to do.
It was interesting to watch, but there again, it seems to me that CSX is well prepared for these kinds of things, and so they know what to deploy and kind of the putting in the logistical pieces to ensure that they're getting their rail open as quickly
as possible.
And then
they figure out what was the circumstance, the cause, try to obviously not prevent it, and what damage is there, if any, to the rail that they need to repair.
And they did those temporary repairs, and then now finally doing the final repairs to the McGar Street crossing.
Anything else you want to touch upon?
That's our question to make sure we don't leave here and find out a headline in the paper tomorrow that we missed on something. So we just want
it has happened.
No, I think we've hit the highlights. I'm glad that you mentioned the Vietnam Memorial Wall. Great to have that in our community and be able to honor our fallen heroes and our veterans from past wars. I was just taken aback by all the volunteer effort that went into it between the village and volunteers from the veterans organizations and other volunteers that helped bring this and put this together. The park looks beautiful. It in fact gives us, as we've looked at it and talking about the eventual park improvements that we want to do there, this has kind of given us a glimpse of what this park can be for the community, and we hope that the improvements that the village ultimately wants to do will help support that.
Sort of shows what this piece of land can be used for.
Absolutely.
And this is a great purpose for that, too.
Yes,
as well. Well, they do a lot of different events out there. Again, they'll have a reading of the names taking place at 6 o'clock each evening as well, and a lot of activities and events surrounding the Vietnam Wall that is here at the Union School Park at 201 South Main, Route 58 in Wellington. Steve, we appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Steve Dupuy, the village administrator, joining us this morning. We are broadcasting live from King Realty. We'll talk with some folks from that. Our host location here as we spotlight Wellington on AM 930 WEOL.
Forget about Black Friday. Some of the best deals you can get online.